USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The House joined the Senate on Thursday to approve a bill to fund the government through December 3rd and avoid a government shutdown. The House voted 254 to 175. And the Senate...
On this vote, the yeas are 65, the nays are 35. The 60-vote threshold having been achieved, the bill is passed.
President Biden signed the bill Thursday night. Reuters is reporting Afghan evacuees are walking away from military bases, hosting them as they resettle into the United States. About 700 of them have given up on what is now an open-ended, complex, and completely voluntary resettlement process. In a statement, a U.S. Department of Homeland Security spokesperson declined to comment on the figures provided to Reuters. But the people that who had left the bases generally had ties to the United States, like family members of friends and resources to support themselves. USA Radio News.
Remember when California was the golden state? Not anymore. Soaring crime, overregulation, and high taxes are forcing taxpayers to flee. Now, Newsmax's Rob Schmidt looks at what happened in his special series, California, It's Over. Rob walks on the Reagan Ranch with Governor Kristi Noem, and he talks to the insiders and reports from Los Angeles. Find out why you need to be worried, because California's mess may soon be coming to your state. Watch Rob Schmidt on Newsmax at 10 p.m. Eastern. Newsmax is on every major cable system. Just check your cable guide. If your cable system doesn't carry Newsmax, call your operator or switch to a service that does. Get Newsmax on most streaming services like Samsung, Roku, Pluto, or Zumo. Or download the free Newsmax app on your smartphone. It takes just seconds, and you can watch us anytime, anywhere. California's nightmare is spreading. Watch Rob Schmidt on Newsmax tonight.
Some lawmakers are calling out military brass for pandering to the media and pushing wokeness agendas instead of doing their job. Brad Bernards from the West Texas USA Radio News Bureau explains.
Top U.S. General Mark Milley appeared before Congress this week to defend Pentagon decision-making in Afghanistan, but instead found himself fighting a personal battle with lawmakers who charged that he has been more preoccupied with rehabilitating and burnishing his own image. One was Representative Ronnie Jackson of Texas.
If you had been more focused on your duty to this country instead of defending and pandering to the Biden administration's woke social experiment with the United States military, doing book interviews and colluding with Chinese military officials, that you should resign because of your dereliction of duty to this country and your inability to do your job and protect this country. General Milley, will you now resign?
From the USA Radio News, West Texas Bureau, I'm Brad Bernards.
Thanks for listening, and a TGIF to you, my friend. We are USA Radio News.
Lights out, everybody.
Matt Dillon, United States Marshal. The first man they look for and the last they want to meet.
Pleasant dreams.
The greatest radio shows of all time, USA Classic Radio Theater. On these radio stations or on demand by searching USA Classic Radio Theater. USA Classic Radio Theater.
As President Biden's open border policy has proven to be a national security threat, officials in Washington are content on letting the millions of unvetted people onto the streets of America. Belverde County, Texas Commissioner Bo Nettleton on Fox News continues to sound the alarm.
This is a huge national security problem. I mean, we have people crossing this border, and we've heard numbers of this group up to 20,000, and we've had thousands before this. And then that doesn't even include the fact that while our immigration officers and DPS and everybody's busy dealing with these large crowds, we still have hundreds and hundreds and thousands of people going around these communities out through these rural areas with drugs and smuggling and all kinds of other stuff, and we don't even know some countries that they're coming from, not including all the diseases that are coming with COVID and everything else. Well, you have two different sets of groups. You have this group, which is mostly made up of Haitians and Venezuelans that are just looking for a border patrolman to give up so they can be allowed into the country. And then you have the other groups that are out there that don't want to be caught because they're hauling drugs, you know, fentanyl and different types of things and human trafficking and God knows what else is going on out there. And these border patrolmen are so tied up with these large groups trying to process them and deal with them, they don't have time to be out in the field to deal with the other issues.
As tens of thousands are currently heading to the Texas border, Border Czar Vice President Kamala Harris has not announced any solutions this week, and she continues working on other projects. I'm Lance Pry, USA Radio News.